Chris Brown's upcoming concert in South Africa has reignited discussions about the country's severe gender-based violence, GBV, crisis, with activists criticizing his appearance given his past history of abuse. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Grammy-winning artist quickly sold out tickets to his show at Johannesburg's FNB Stadium, Africa's largest venue with over 94,000 seats, prompting the addition of a second date due to overwhelming demand. However, the excitement surrounding the concert has been met with backlash, particularly from those who oppose him performing because of his violent past. "I was shocked and deeply disappointed when I heard Chris Brown was coming to South Africa," said Sabina Walter, executive director of Women for Change, a group advocating for women and children's rights in the country. The organization has launched a petition to stop the concert, which has gathered over 20,000 signatures. "The petition sends a clear message that we won't celebrate individuals with a history of violence against women, especially in a country like South Africa," said Walter. "South Africa has one of the highest rates of femicide and gender-based violence in the world, with a rape reported approximately every 12 minutes, though many more go unrecorded." Walter emphasized that giving someone like Chris Brown a platform in a country where GBV is a national crisis sends the wrong message. "It suggests that fame and power can overshadow accountability," she said. Brown's most infamous incident of violence is his 2009 assault on singer Rihanna, for which he pleaded guilty and was sentenced to probation, community service, and domestic violence counseling. Although Rihanna later forgave him, Brown has since faced additional allegations of violence. Women for Change has also questioned how the Department of Home Affairs could grant a visa to a convicted abuser, citing concerns about systemic failures. South African law allows for visa denials based on past convictions, though exceptions can be made for good cause, as determined by the Director General. Despite the controversy, many South African fans remain eager to see Brown perform. Former University of Cape Town Vice-Chancellor Professor Mamokgethi Faking defended her decision to attend the concert, saying, "I condemn GBV, but attending a concert does not mean I endorse the artist's past actions. Music is bigger than the individual." Faking added that boycotting the concert won't solve South Africa's GBV crisis, a stance echoed by some fans on social media. One supporter wrote, "Chris Brown, you don't know us yet, but my wife and I will be singing and dancing to every jam." However, Walter pointed out that the fierce defense of Brown reflects a larger societal problem. "The backlash we're receiving for our petition shows a deep disconnect in how we view violence against women. Too often, people excuse abusive behavior when it comes to celebrities they admire," she said, warning that such selective outrage perpetuates rape culture. President Cyril Ramaphosa has acknowledged the country's GBV epidemic, calling on South African men to take a stand against violence. Yet, despite promises for action, the problem persists. This year alone, Women for Change has honored over 200 women lost to femicide. "This fight isn't just about Chris Brown's concert," Walter concluded. "It's about changing the narrative in South Africa, holding abusers accountable, and ensuring that violence against women is never excused or forgotten." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.